Okay, Antonio Flores joins us here on Talk Radio Europe. Good afternoon, Antonio. How are you?
Good afternoon. Very well, thanks.
Yeah, lots happening with this Brexit vote, and you're picking up on that as well. I'm not sure how big it is in Spanish news, but they are talking about it in some Spanish newspapers and so on, because it will impact Spain as well, all of this. So it's the vote's on tonight. We'll see what happens. But there's lots going on in Parliament, as we can see on the telly at the moment.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it is a big topic. But, the thing is that, as with any other country, so many things are going on in each country, in Spain as well, with the change in Andalusia. Which in a way impacts the whole of Spain, what's going to happen with the far right, which is up and coming.
Now, has he been signed in yet? I mean,
Yes.
So it's Partido Popular, man at the top.
Ciudadanos and Vox.
Yeah, okay. So Vox, I've heard that Vox have reined it in a little bit as far as their policies, which they'll have to do, won't they?
It's all part of their strategy, of making a lot of noise and being out there making the headlines. That's what it's all about for this small party, which is not going to be so small, I guess, in the next few years. It's going to get a bigger
party. We've become far more extreme, haven't we? If you look at any politics in the world, now you've got Podemos, of course, which are kind of far left leaning.
Far left.
And then you've got Vox, which are far right, those parties weren't there 10 years ago, were they?
They were not there, but they just seemed to be they were supposed to be the real deal, but Podemos has proven to be empty, empty of promises. When the leader of Podemos bought himself a 700,000 euro villa in the north of Madrid, where all the rich people live, this is where that party started to lose votes.
Yeah,
it just got comfortable, and he saw the money coming in, and now you see he's lost a big share of the electorate. And then you have far right, which, is not really far right. It's just people are disgruntled. I mean, people from the far left who are disgruntled have actually voted for the far right. Can you believe that? Because there isn't an ideology so much as there is a desire to change goes on.
So in other words, anybody but the status quo.
Yeah. I mean, they say they're racist and they are, homophobic and all these things. But, there is one of the guys in Vox is actually black.
Yeah. It's an interesting.
No problem with that.
It points to where politics has brought us to. I think you can see that in America. You can see that in different, certainly happening across Europe at the moment. People are disenfranchised with politics, and certainly in the UK now at the moment.
Very frustrated. We've had enough. But the good thing. The Popular Party has said, and they always come with these promises which they have to comply with.
Yeah.
It's actually very encouraging. At least for Andalusia. I know, listeners are from all over Spain, but this part of Spain, they are going to eliminate the inheritance tax, which is gone now, but they're going to eliminate it
about
99%. But they're going to reduce transfer tax because the socialists had actually made it, had pushed it to 10%.
Right.
There's actually 8, 9, and 10%.
Transfer tax?
Transfer tax. They want to bring it down to 6%.
So what is transfer tax?
When you buy a house, you pay tax. It was actually 6, then they pushed it up to 7, and then 8. And then if you buy a property which is over 400,000, 700 million, then it goes up to 8, 9, 10%.
So I was interesting because I was talking to a friend of mine who runs an estate agency in Calahonda, Jonathan, and just this very day, and he was saying, "Look, Dave, he's an Irish guy, lovely guy. Look, Dave, if you go for a property, 160 grand, 160,000, 13,000, that's going straight in the government's pocket, 8%.
Yeah.
8%, it's a lot, isn't it?
So it might go down to 6% now. So, it's going to obviously help.
Yeah, help absolutely. People,
So things are changing.
So they have an effect on that. Like you say, it does affect the rest of Spain as well, because the way in which politics go, and Andalusia is quite an influential region, it being such a big region as well.
Andalusia is supposed to be the bigger region. I mean, it's a bit of a laboratory where they test all these things. Yeah. So this has been a test to see how the, politics could pan out in the rest of the country or even for general elections. And, Andalusia has been always traditionally a very socialist.
And over 36 years.
Well, imagine what could happen in the north of Spain, which is far more right, especially Castilla, Madrid, even Valencia has always been, right wing.
So Vox Party, are they born and bred in Andalusia?
Where do they come from? They come from Madrid.
All right,
One of the guys was that guy who swam across to Gibraltar with a Spanish flag.
Oh, right.
He crept up all the way up to the rock, top of the rock, and opened the flag there.
All right.
He was so lucky. He actually managed to get away and swim back. Yeah. They didn't arrest him.
What would have been easier, I don't know if he knows this, he could have driven him with a flag in the boot. Nobody would have known. Do you know, it would have been a lot easier and he would have seen himself getting wet.
This guy's a 50-year-old ex-commando, ex-military.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to show people he could swim, you know?
He could have, you know, I would have put the flag in the back of my car. I would have taken it. Anyway, right. Okay, so not that I believe in Spanish, just before you get carried away. No, I've got
just one of those picturesque things.
I've got a Union Jack flying off the back of my car, Antonio. Right, so let's look at this. EU orders Spanish courts to review compensation for wrongful imprisonment, and it seems that the Spanish courts aren't that happy about it.
Yeah, well, this is very important because it can happen to you, it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Spain operates a system of compensation of wrongful imprisonment, which isn't correct. It's never been correct, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of people. It turns out that the European Court of Justice is also not in agreement with this. What the Spanish system says, the doctrine of compensation for wrongful imprisonment, is that if you are imprisoned or you're in custody for whatever period of time and your charges are dropped because there is insufficient evidence, you don't get any compensation. It's part of the... It's the way it goes, and, you know, tough luck.
So in other words, you've been hard done to, but don't come looking for any money off us.
Yeah. Now, if you have been arrested and you're in custody and the crime was, it turns out the crime was not committed, which is a different scenario, then you have the right for compensation. Okay, so in both situations, you're innocent.
Mm.
But one of them, the crime was committed, but they couldn't find you guilty.
Yeah.
The other one, the crime was never committed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's the difference. So now the European Court of Justice says, sorry, we can't have two types of innocent people.
Yeah.
Those who are sort of innocent and then the ones who are very innocent. Yeah. It's not possible. Okay.
See, it is a grey area because there will be those people who maybe are guilty, but there's not enough evidence to charge them
that's
with it.
The UK system. That's the UK system.
Yeah.
You know, in England...
The CPS will...
You know, those who could prove their innocence or can prove their innocence beyond reasonable doubt will have a right to compensation.
Yeah.
But, you know... And, you know, in a way, if you see the Spanish system, it could make sense. I mean, there was a case of a person arrested for terrorism.
Yeah.
He was in custody for 360 days, okay? Now, all the charges were dropped because two key witnesses withdrew their testimony.
Yeah.
So they couldn't prosecute him. So in that situation, the government says, well, you can't have compensation because, you know...
We know he's done it, but it's just well, not got the evidence.
Exactly. Yeah. there was another case, just to see how it works differently. Two guys had a fight. One had a knife. And... This guy, the guy who had a knife, got stabbed. It so happened that he sort of tripped and stabbed himself.
Yeah.
So it was demonstrated that there was no crime committed.
It was accident.
Other than a fray and you know, a bit of fighting going on. But he actually stabbed himself. So it was demonstrated he had not committed the crime. Not that he wasn't. He was innocent because there was no evidence. Yeah. It was demonstrated that there was no manslaughter, there was no murder.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was acquitted on those grounds and compensated as well. Now, but the European Court of Justice doesn't want that anymore.
There's another grey area as far as then, what about somebody who's acquitted maybe of a serious crime, but there's a lesser crime and they've been kept in prison, where they wouldn't normally be kept in if that was just the lesser crime. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. It depends. If that lesser crime would not didn't carry any custodial sentence or the being in custody wasn't deemed necessary, for example.
So he would have been given bail or whatever.
There was a murder, there was a loss of life, and you had only sort of broken into a house, but you hadn't killed that person or whatever. Then, in that case, there would be the look at the proportionality of the measure. But this is quite interesting because, you know, it is the case that the Spanish doctrine establishes two types of innocent people, you know, those who have not committed a crime because such crime was never committed, and the other ones who we couldn't prove you committed it, but the crime was committed, you know?
Yeah.
So, but there was a doubt there, so we'll let you go, but we won't pay you any money. Just in
what
case.
What sort of money are we talking about here? What's the kind of the going rate?
It's not
rate?
A lot. It's not right. a lot. It depends on the circumstances. You know, Spain yeah. doesn't have a set sort of a daily yeah. sort of compensation, whereas other countries, Germany, Austria, I think is about 28 euros or something.
We're not talking mega money then, are
no,
we?
No, no, no. Not talking mega money, no.
But something. You know, because the loss of work sometimes as well, I should imagine. You know, and also yeah. loss of reputation as well.
Exactly. Then there was recently yeah. another case which was sort of the reverse, where a person who was found innocent was not released for a year because the judge forgot to put him, you know, to release him.
Lovely.
So he was there for about a year. I don't really know the specifics how that actually yeah. happened because, you know, I'm sure the family or the lawyer should have pushed it, you know, if you have an order to be released.
Maybe they didn't want him out.
Maybe. Well, the thing is that the judge lost her job. She got yeah. struck off.
Oh, days.
And there was compensation awarded.
Yeah.
For up to 350,000 euros.
Yeah, so she should have been aware.
So she's losing yeah. her property now.
It's amazing that nobody contacted her and said, you know, what about Jimmy
But, you know, I mean, you would normally do something. Yeah, you wouldn't exactly. just wait for a year yeah. there, unless you didn't want to go out.
Unless you didn't want him out, yeah. You know,
well, unless you didn't want to go out because you had a good yeah. life inside.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Free food, free lodging.
Well, I tell you, that as funny as that is, I know people in the UK when, you know, that I was working with in the church, and they were saying, you know, we'd quite happily get arrested because we get our meals and, you know, on the street otherwise.
Well, if it's so, in wintertime, yeah. especially, if it's cold out there. And, yeah. You know.
Well, I'd much rather your villa, Antonio, overlooking the
my villa,
overlooking the Straits of Gibraltar. Right.
Wherever that is.
Right, so I should imagine then that the Supreme Court aren't going to bundle on this and not really liking the fact that the EU's come in and said this.
Yeah, I mean, they can't do anything. Yeah. You see, this is binding. Well, it's one of the reasons why Brexit happened yeah. in the first place. You didn't want to be, you know, subject to the decisions of the European Court of Justice.
It does. We were having a conversation with my family who are Brexiteers, and we were chatting away, and Naomi made the point that you know, within the last few years, the EU has stopped Spain from doing a few things which would have been negative for people living in Spain, and yeah. even expats living in Spain, apparently being charged a different rate
completely
of tax compared to somebody, you know, who was a Spanish citizen. And the EU said, hang on a minute, if they're EU citizens, that's
yep.
not on at all. So not everything, the EU has actually done a lot of good things.
Very good thing. For expats, it's yeah. been really good.
Yeah, so. Which we don't get that story in the UK, you see, we don't.
No.
But... And then the whole debate is whether the UK is a net contributor to the EU, and Spain has really benefited, you know, with motorways and
yeah.
infrastructure from the European Union. So
it probably is right. That probably you know, is
are,
right.
Are the Vox people, are they anti-EU? Or?
Yeah, they are. They are to a certain extent. Yeah. But, you know, I think anti-EU, anti-European Union in Spain, the sentiment is pretty low.
No. Italy's a different case, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Mediterranean countries have done yeah. very well out of the European Union and... you know, they have more of a feeling yeah. of being European. And part, you know, yeah. we're a peninsula. We're not an insula like yeah, in the UK. Like we have the peninsula.
Yeah. yeah. So, you know, the thing is, I think with the UK, I think because we're such an established economy mm. and, you know, I mean, everybody's got their view on this, but I'm just talking out here saying that they're an established economy. I think what happens in the next few months will have maybe a short-term effect on it. But generally, talking over years and years, the UK will maybe in a stronger position for being outside. I don't know.
It just could be anything. Yes, you know, what would have happened if the you know, referendum would have been won for the you know,
yeah.
Remainers?
Yeah, yeah.
It's well, that. You know, maybe UK would have been booming today yeah. with the exchange rate. You know, faster, better. Yeah,
because they can. I've always said the UK had the best of both worlds because they had their own currency, they were able to do yeah. their own exchange rates, and still have access to the market of the European Union. But then, I suppose now we have the option of adjusting our taxes and becoming very competitive with the EU. So, you
know, after so many years in the EU, it is a bit of uncharted yeah. territory now. I mean, yeah. what happens in the next 4 or 5 years? I'm yeah. sure things are going to get back to normal, but, you know, today...
Life goes on, Antonio.
You know, but that Project yeah. Fear is now working yeah. on both sides. I was here listening to this morning to the BBC, and they were yeah. talking about, you know, beef was going to go up by 40% because
right,
of the tariffs.
That's it. I'm voting against it now.
Or if they both use that yeah,
yeah.
fear.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. I don't mind what happens as long as you don't touch my beef. So, right, Antonio, if anybody wants to contact you and find out more about this, and also any other anything else about Spanish law, is it busy at the moment? Are people that you were meeting concerned about Brexit talking
very much
to you?
Yes. Yeah. I think the consensus is now for those who want to stay that they should get their permanent residency.
Yeah, okay. I still got to do mine.
Yeah.
I'm booking in, Antonio.
Consensus. I don't really think. Yeah. I mean, it's just advice. Nice. Someone says that could be good, but one of those someones was actually the chief police, national police officer in Marbella or Fuengirola.
Yeah.
He said, "Just do it. Yeah. It's simple enough."
Well,
part
of mine is probably reassurance. You know, that if you got your NIE certificate permanent sorted out, it's reassuring.
Yes.
I don't think a lot's going to change, but we'll see.
No.
We just don't know. So, right, if anybody wants to contact you, Antonio, how can they do that?
They can on 952-861-890, or they can email us on info@lawbird.com.
Are you going to stay up tonight to watch the vote or not?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to. It was actually one hour ahead, so it was actually 9 o'clock. Okay.
I'm not sure what time it's on. I will find out, and I'll... It's definitely later on, but talking to Daily Mirror earlier, they were saying that Theresa May's got a plane chartered already after the vote to go straight to Germany to speak to Angela Merkel after the vote tonight. So she's already assuming that she's going to lose.
I don't think Angela Merkel's going to be around for 12 o'clock at night.
Probably not, no. Antonio, we'll see you again soon. You take
care.
Cheers.
Cheers.